And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac. Trisha in studio. Eric, his birthday. And
that was a great interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Joseph left for a ball. What's it called? A bar crawl.
Yeah, a graffiti bar crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what a fantastic interview that was with the cast of Cooper Barrett's How to Survive Life.
That was very, very cool. So, Trisha, you and I are excited because coming up
next month, which is starting next week.
That's right. Is a Sedona Film Festival. And we had such a great time last year. Meeting so many amazing writers, directors, yeah. Actors, producers. And I'm excited because joining us right now is Daniel O'Connor, who is the filmmaker for Look Again. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And I'm excited because Look Again is the film that's going to be shown at the festival, is it not?
That's right. It's going to be on the 21st and on the 23rd.
Oh, excellent. Well, we saw the show. We had a sneak preview. And I got to tell you, this is a really funny movie. It's a laugh out loud movie. And with a meaning, though. And I like the meaning quite a bit. And how did you come up with this idea? Because you're the writer. You're the director. I don't want to do a spoiler alert because at the end it says something.
Well,
but...
Should I give a quick overview of what the movie's about for your listeners?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a story about a young guy who's had some very bad breaks in life, and specifically he's been betrayed by people close to him, and he's about to end it all, which is a great way to start any comedy.
Oh, yeah.
and he's visited by his guardian angel, who give him a very special pair of glasses that enable him to see at a glance who's good and who's bad. So it's all about what happens when you feel like you have this superpower to judge people accurately, I guess, is the overall idea. So I guess coming up with it, there's two things. One, you know, we've been hearing about Google Glass for a couple of years, and I was thinking, you know, I don't really need another way to read my email. And, you know, what I would really like is glasses that have some kind of magical power.
Right.
And the power to help me avoid, you know, people who wouldn't be good for me. And the other thing is that, you know, some of my friends just seem to always be making bad choices. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if they, you know, had some help to, you know, not go through another relationship that ends in divorce, not be ripped off by another business partner, you know. So I guess it was a combination of, you know, having an idea that would help people to avoid trouble.
Well, it really... really taught that lesson and, you know, with the humor surrounding it. And there's a couple lines I really enjoyed. They're not spoiler alerts, but it just enhances the meaning. Like, I can't remember which one said this, but I think it was Brittany Allen.
Brittany Allen?
Yeah.
Yep.
She said, "How can we get stronger if we have nothing to push against?" I thought that was... quite a good line. And of course, one of my favorite lines is the time to make up your mind about someone is never.
Yeah.
And
that's a great line.
Oh, it really is.
That's from the movie The Philadelphia Story. You know, I just happened to come across that line when I was writing the movie. And that's really the truth about life is that, you know, don't put anybody in any box at any time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no question. And, you know, and then another couple lines. I love to hear the lines of movies that to me, they you know, they're beyond the words. But sometimes failure can be a better teacher than success.
Right.
Another great line.
Well, I'm loving that you're loving my line.
Oh, yeah, I really. I think it just adds. Yeah. The humor is one thing, but it just they're timely placed. Which is a lesson. The movie is a teaching.
Well, and that's what makes it fun is the fact that you use that humor to get the lesson across as well, and so it makes it enjoyable. Because quite often, when you learn a lesson, it's not enjoyable to learn. But in this particular case, very much.
Yeah. My hope for people watching the movie is that they laugh and, you know, they enjoy the movie and they come out thinking a little bit more about the whole thing about when we judge people and how we're kind of hardwired to do it all the time. I mean, if you drove to work today, you probably judged other drivers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was one of the things when you were talking about the glasses that you wish you had, when you were thinking about Google Glass and everything like that. When we think about something such as discernment, the power to discern, sometimes we think it is a one-off subject, like, you know, okay, right. This is good, this is bad. Right. And what you end up bringing out is nothing is all good or all bad per se. I mean, or I should say most things are not all good or all bad.
Right.
And that power to discern evolves over time as you get to know a person and you work with a person and you have to be able to allow people to evolve as well.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a great message for everybody to think about.
There's no doubt. And, you know, you mentioned we all, you know, hardwired sort of to judge other people, but also we judge ourselves. And
right.
And I think that's important, too. A lot of people are not kind to themselves. But, you know, I will mention one scene that I thought was, again, profound, because she had these timely placed, these scenes or words. This was a scene with, you know, two homeless people. And, you know, so this isn't really a spoiler, but I'll just mention it, where the guy, lead actor, gave money to one but not the other because he put on his glasses and he could see one was good and one was bad. And the comment he made when questioned why did he only give it to one of the homeless people, he said because that was the one that deserved it. So we right. are making judgments. Again, another great example. And, you know, I've always been taught that you look at the behavior, not the person. The person's good. It's right. the behaviors that get in their way. But then it one mistake, one behavior, one thing then can transcend, well, not transcend, but actually create meaning to people that the whole person is bad versus
right.
the behavior. And that's a tip for parents is when, you know, when you're parenting, don't tell your kid that they're bad. Just explain their behavior was
right.
an issue because otherwise it goes to self-esteem.
No, that's a huge point to make is that, you know, you can't say, how could you do something so stupid? You know, you could say,
right.
hey, what you did, let's take a look at the consequences of that. You know, but it's a really good point, especially in parenting, that you don't wrap up that the person is bad just because they missed their curfew. You know, it's that their behavior wasn't appropriate. So I agree with that.
Well, and it's not just in parenting, it's in relationships in general. I mean, if you're saying to your significant other or your best friend or, you know, your neighbor, how could you do that or, you know, whatever, you're now causing that disconnect in that relation. So I was amazed. You know, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a comedy, you know, and, you know, but you really, really, the lesson behind it was absolutely phenomenal. And
oh,
that,
thank you.
Whenever I can be entertained and feel like I'm coming out having learned a really important lesson or learned something that makes me feel better, I think that's awesome. And you've done that in this. And your main actor, I don't have his name on the tip of my tongue.
Anand Rajaram.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Very
I mean,
fine,
very, very, a lot of similarities to Steve Carell.
That's what I thought,
yeah,
too.
He does have that kind of vibe. This is his first feature film.
Oh, wow.
He's an up-and-coming local Toronto actor who's very talented. He was actually in a pilot I made recently for...
That interview, right?
Yeah, yes, it was on that, but also another pilot for a half-hour show. He had a minor role. I actually wrote this movie for him to play the lead.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so I didn't cast him. I when I was writing with him in mind and knowing what he could do, that he could do comedy and he could also do drama.
Oh, he was excellent.
I think he pulled it off. Yeah.
Oh, he really did.
Yes.
So how long did this take to write?
It didn't take very long. I mean, it's actually the fastest thing I've written. It took about 2.5 months.
That's it? Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I was under a bit of a time crunch. I had certain things lined up to make the movie over the summer. And so I had to, you know, get everything in motion. And so, yeah, I wrote very quickly. Yeah, but I'm very proud of it and very proud of the message because I think it's something worth thinking about.
Definitely. And we're looking very much forward to seeing the reception in Sedona for your film. But you actually premiered it at Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. How was it received there?
It was received very, very warmly. You know, I always expect audiences to be smart and to be engaged. But you know, when you hear people saying, thank you for making a movie about real life, you know, and it's not another superhero movie, and it affected me. You know, that's what you want to hear as a filmmaker. And that's what we did here. So it was very, very warmly received by people who, you know, just like you, who really got something from it and are taking something away that they can think about.
Oh, yeah, no question. Now, are you going to be in Sedona when this?
You bet.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
And again, this is going to play. You're going to have it. What are the dates again that it's going to show?
So it's Sunday the 21st. Does anybody have a calendar? Sunday the 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday the 21st at 6:30. And Tuesday afternoon at 3:20, the 23rd. And my wife and I are looking forward to going to Sedona, particularly because we celebrated our honeymoon there 20 years ago.
Oh,
it's our first time back.
Wait, yeah. How many years ago?
20.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so
nice.
This is a big anniversary.
Yeah, it is. So,
well, since 20 years ago, they now have a new theater, Harkins, and that's probably where it's going to be shown, is my guess. And wow, and it's grown a bit. How do you like Sedona?
We love it. We love it. That's what we picked it for our honeymoon, and I can't believe I haven't been back since, but this is a perfect time to go and spend some time there.
Wow. Are you going to be there the whole week or just...
We're coming in on Saturday, and we're staying till Wednesday.
Okay.
So we'll be there. I'll be at both screenings of the film for sure.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there. We're actually going to be covering it as well.
Oh, good.
Last year was our first year, and I will just tell you this. They know how to treat their filmmakers.
I love it.
This festival is phenomenal.
Top-notch.
It's an excellent festival. Yeah. I think you're going to have a great time, and we're excited to be able to see you over there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I look forward to meeting you both. I'm looking forward to going down there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we'll be there probably the whole week, actually, from beginning to end. And you're going to meet some really nice people, and there's a lot of good films. But I think your film here is it's going to be one of the top, I do believe. I think it's that good. They have certain awards, I believe, that they're going to give out. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, because I do think this is a great film. Not just the message, but it's a very out loud, funny film. I mean, I was laughing out loud. I like some of the political stuff. It was funny. I mean, yeah, it was very clever. So what do you have in the future? You have other things going on?
Yeah, I've written my next film and currently putting together financing for it.
Oh, wow.
And so I guess that's the main thing. Getting ready to ramp up to shoot my next one.
And it's another feature film?
It's another comedy.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. You've done, what is this? This Look Again is number three, right?
No, it's my second feature.
Second feature.
I've done a number of other shorts and a pilot, but in my first film, Run Robot Run, was a story about a man who gets replaced by a good-looking robot at work and threatens to steal his girl.
Oh.
And the robot is, the guy is actually more robotic than the robot. The robot's really well programmed and funny, and he's good looking. And our guy always eats the same thing for lunch and wears the same clothing, and he's not funny at all.
Wow.
So eventually the robot ends up teaching him how to be more human.
Oh, that's a cool. I'm gonna have to catch that one.
Well, I saw the trailer on your website, and I was that looks awesome.
Yeah.
So where are you home based? Are you in LA area?
No, Toronto.
No, I'm based in Toronto, where we have quite a busy film community here. My home base.
Well, you know, my friend Ariana Berlin, there was a film made about her that actually is coming out very soon on video on demand. And they, of course, filmed the whole thing up there in Toronto.
Yeah.
A lot of great.
We're getting more action now that our Canadian dollar is so weak compared to the U.S. dollar. That just means that there'll be more film trucks on our streets.
Because, oh, cool.
It saves money to shoot where your dollar's strong.
It really does. I think are there like tax credits out there too for?
Yeah, we have great tax credits. Yeah. I don't want to turn this into a commercial for, you know.
Well, no, but I do have to give a shout out to Full Out too. Ariana Berlin story.
Yeah.
Okay. There you
but,
go.
Yeah, no, Toronto has been a wonderful asset to the filmmaking community as a whole. I really think that because of everything that they have to offer, that has actually really helped to encourage a lot of excellent filmmakers, writers, directors like yourself. So we're glad they're out there.
Yeah, we have great crews and great talent here, and you know, and a great city to shoot in. So,
no doubt,
saw a little bit.
Wow, we're
other cities and municipalities should follow their example.
Yeah,
hint.
Yeah, no question about it. But we're looking forward to your other films that are coming up. And, of course, this film will be there. We'll talk to you. We'll probably do another interview right there in Sedona with you. They have a nice media place. And I think your film's going to go far. I really appreciate it, Daniel O'Connor, the writer-director for Look Again. A great film. Get out there to Sedona. Start watching it. And we'll see you in Sedona next month.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Excellent. Thank you. Daniel O'Connor. Wow, I'd love to see that Run, Robot, Run. That sounds funny.
Yeah. Well, I just saw the trailer and it looked great. So, yes.
But this is a very good movie. It's going to be fun to see how this does in Sedona. And the public, you know, is welcome. Get out there. And we're going to have the executive director for the Sedona Film Festival calling in about 20 minutes from now. So we'll ask him all about it, how to get tickets and, you know, accommodations. Because, oh, it's just, boy, top-notch festival. And we had so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a beautiful city. It's a phenomenally well-run festival. They have transportation provided to get you to all the different venues. And really, actually, when I say different venues, there really were only the three venues, two of which are right across the street from each other. So it's pretty centrally located, and you can just enjoy Sedona and enjoy some incredibly wonderful international flavored festival movies. It's just great, and they have great actors, great acts. I think they're opening. Chicago is opening, right? Saturday night for them.
Friday night.
Yep.
And so, I think a documentary was made about Chicago, a great musical group, and I think they're going to play that as well over the weekend. And we'll get the whole. What is that? My computer went crazy. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll. Await Patrick Schweiss, but he'll be on 11:40, but we'll have other commentary, what's going on, a little bit more about the Sedona Film Festival. This is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.